As of this June, nearly 16 million people globally were accessing antiretroviral therapy, the combination of medicines that suppresses HIV, the virus which causes AIDS. That's up from 7.5 million 5 years ago. During this same period, new HIV infections fell by 35% when compared with their peak in the year 2000. Michelle Sidibe, Executive Director of UNAIDS, describes this progress as amazing.
The report is showing that every 5 years, we have been able to double the number of people on treatment, which is just amazing. If you have to remember, in 1996, none were almost on treatment.
UNAIDS says countries are signing on to its fast-track strategy to end AIDS by 2030 in line with the newly adopted Sustainable Development Goals. The plan calls for ensuring that 90% of people living with HIV know their status, that 90% of those who know their HIV-positive status receive treatment, and 90% of the people on treatment have suppressed viral loads. An example is Kenya, where new HIV infections among women sex workers have declined thanks to a package of supportive services.
You move from there, you go to China, you will find one of the biggest programs today on putting people on services, particularly people who inject the drugs, methadone treatment and others. And again, in those programs, you will see a considerable decline on new infection.
However, Mr. Sidibe says he is scared about two regions which are reporting the fastest growing number of new HIV infections, Eastern Europe and Central Asia, and the Middle East and the Gulf countries. Peter Gies, head of UNAIDS Strategic Information and Evaluation Department, is also concerned about emerging epidemics in Asian countries, such as the Philippines.
And also, if we think about the epidemic in terms of what groups does it most affect, then we have to also recognize that the epidemic among men who have sex with men is really not, we can't say that it's been decreasing contrary to the overall trend.
Also worrying is the fact that young women are 8 times more likely to contract HIV than their peers, indicating that the infections were caused by older men. Furthermore, nearly 30% of these infections were caused by people who did not know their HIV-positive status, while another 62% were by people who knew they were HIV-positive but were not receiving treatment.
The reality is that if we manage to seize the next 5 years, if we manage to sustain our investment, we can really break the backbone of this epidemic.
UNAIDS is urging countries to accelerate their response to HIV and AIDS to double the number of people receiving treatment within the next 5 years. Deanne Penn, United Nations.